אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
An Israeli court has ruled last week that alleged pedophile Malka Laifa is mentally fit to face trial to decide if she should be extradited to Australia. She's accused of 74 counts of sexual abuse between 2001 and 2008 while she was the headmistress of the ultra-orthodox Adas Israel school in Melbourne.
We've just heard Judge Lomp rule that Malka Laifa is fit to face justice. Malka Laifa has been faking her illness for years, and it's because of this dogged pursuit for justice by her three courageous alleged victims that we are here today.
That's Jewish abuse victim advocate Manny Wex, speaking after the District Court of Jerusalem accepted the psychiatric panel's unanimous decision that alleged paedophile Malka Laifa is mentally fit to face a hearing to decide if she should be extradited to Australia. Laifa faces 74 rape and child abuse charges laid in Victoria in 2011, stemming from her time as headmistress of ultra-orthodox Das Israel School in Melbourne. One of Laifa's alleged victim, Dasi Ehrlich, says the court's ruling is overwhelming.
We've watched again and again as Malka Laifa first abused us and lied to us and then used those same tactics in the Israeli court system. And for so long, it felt like she was getting away with it. This process has really bruised us, but it has not broken us.
Laifa left Australia for Israel in 2008 as Ms. Ehrlich and her sisters and fellow alleged victims Nicole Meyer and Ellie Sapper were planning to file a complaint with the police. Australia lodged an extradition request for the 54-year-old in 2014, but the case has been repeatedly delayed. Laifa's lawyers say she suffers from clinical depression and post-traumatic stress disorder and is therefore unfit to be tried in Australia. But a panel of psychiatrists ruled that in January that she was faking her mental illness to avoid extradition. And Nicole Meyer says she is pleased with the court, that the court accepted the panel's ruling.
6 years we have been fighting this battle about her mental illness. It took 66 court hearings to hear what we should have heard in court hearing number one.
An extradition hearing is slated for the 20th of July, but Laifa's defense team say it will appeal against the court's decision.
We intend to appeal against the extradition decision, as well as the mental fitness decision. We hope and believe that the Supreme Court will overturn today's district court ruling.
Manny Wex says he's not concerned about the case being referred to Israel's Supreme Court as it's consistently ruled the prosecution's favor. He's also not worried about Laifa's legal team using the coronavirus pandemic as a reason why she shouldn't be extradited.
In the last few days, there was a ruling here that someone appealed in relation to another case, a criminal case, and someone needed to be extradited overseas, and that appeal was rejected. So the great news is that there is a precedent that shouldn't be an issue, especially to a place like Australia where the situation is reasonably under control.
Former Victorian Premier Ted Baillieu has campaigned with Laifa's alleged victims for the last decade. He says the Israeli court process has gone too long and being too unfair.
The pleasing thing is I think the Israeli justice system is back on track. The fact that there was no shenanigans or nonsense last night, there was a decision and the court hearing was over, that's good. Along the way over the last few years, I think the Jewish community in Victoria has got behind the girls very strongly, and that's been a positive, and likewise the broader community.
The delays in the case have caused frictions between Israel and Australia. Australia's Attorney General Christian Porter raised the matter with his Israeli counterpart in December, and in February, Israeli President Reuven Rivlin promised to intervene if the case continued too long. Mr. Porter has welcomed the court's ruling in a statement saying,
"Whilst today's decision can be appealed, it is a positive sign and means that formal extradition proceedings can now lawfully commence, subject to any orders relevant to any possible appeal. The allegations against Ms. Leifer are very serious, and the Australian government remains strongly committed to ensuring that justice is served in this case. To achieve that, it is appropriate and remains the government's strong view that Ms. Leifer is ultimately extradited to stand trial in Australia."
Malka Leifer has denied the allegations against her. The story by Amy Hall for SBS News, produced by Nitza Lowenstein.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.